ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಜೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಗೀ. ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಃ ಸ್ಮ ನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಃ ತಥಾಪಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಚ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸುವಿಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಅಜಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ತಂ. ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚಾಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ತಥಾಪಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಚ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸುವಿಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಕೃತ್ಯಮಜಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯತಂ. ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚಾಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ತಥಾಪಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಚ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸುವಿಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಕೃತ್ಯಮಜಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯತಂ. ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚಾಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ತಥಾಪಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಚ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸುವಿಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಕೃತ್ಯಮಜಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯತಂ. ಶಂಗವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚಾತ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಚಾಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ತಥಾಪಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ತವಾಚ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸುವಿಸ್ಮಿತಂ ಕೃತ್ಯಮಜಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ವದಂತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಕವಯಸ್ಮನಶ್ವರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಜಾತ್ಯಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿವಶ್ಚಿತಾ ತಥಾಪಿ സുവിസ്മിതം കൃത്യമജം നതുസ്മിതം. മദജി വദന്തി ദേശേ അതോറിറ്റേറ്റീവ്ലി വിശ്വം ദ എൻ്റയർ മെറ്റീരിയൽ ക്രിയേഷൻ കവയ ഗ്രേറ്റ് ലേണഡ് സേജസ് സ്മ സെർട്ടൻലി നശ്വരം പെരിഷബിൾ പശ്യന്തി ദേ സീ ഇൻ ട്രാൻസ് ച ഓൾസോ അധ്യാത്മവിദ who have realized spiritual knowledge vibhashidaha very learned scholars tathabi still mugyanti become illusion tava your aja o unborn one mayaya by the illusory energy സുവിസ്മിതം മോസ്റ്റ് വണ്ടർഫുൾ കൃത്യം ആക്ടിവിറ്റി അജം അണ്ടർ ദ സുപ്രീം അൺബോൺ നടഹസ്മി ഐ ഓഫർ മൈ ഒബീസൻസസ് തം അണ്ടു ഹിം ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ആൻഡ് പർപ്പോർട്ട് ബൈ ഹിസ് ഡിവൈൻ ഗ്രേസ് എ സി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി. O unborn one, learners, Vedic scholars who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, certainly know that this material world is perishable, as do other logicians and philosophers. In trance, they realize the factual position of this world, and they preach the truth as well. Yet even they are sometimes bewildered by your illusory energy. This is your own wonderful pastimes. Therefore, I can understand that your illusory energy is very wonderful, and I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly repeat translation. O unborn one, learned Vedic scholars who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, certainly know that this material world is perishable, as do other logicians and philosophers. In trance, they realize the factual position of this world, and they preach the truth as well. Yet even they are sometimes bewildered by your illusory energy. This is your own wonderful pastime. Therefore, I can understand that your illusory energy is very wonderful, and I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Not only does the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead act on the conditioned soul within this material world, but sometimes it also acts on the most advanced learned scholars who factually know the constitutional position of this material world through realization. As soon as someone thinks, I am this material body, aham mameti, and everything in relationship with this material body is mine, he is in illusion, moha. This illusion caused by the material energy acts especially on the conditioned souls, but it sometimes also acts on liberated souls as well. A liberated soul is a person who has sufficient knowledge of this material world and is therefore unattached to the bodily conception of life. But because of association with the modes of material nature for a very long time, even liberated souls sometimes becomes captivated by the illusory energy due to the inattentiveness in the transcendental position. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Mameve pravadyande mayamedam tarantide. Only those who surrender unto me can overcome the influence of the material energy. Therefore, no one should think of himself as a liberated person, immune to the influence of Maya. Everyone should very cautiously execute devotional service by rigidly following the regulative principles. Thus, he will remain fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, a little inattention will create havoc. We have already seen an example of this in the case of Maharaja Bharata. Maharaja Bharata was undoubtedly a great devotee, but because he turned his attention slightly towards a small deer, he had to suffer two more births, one as a deer and another as a Brahmana Jadabharata. Afterwards he was liberated and went back home, back to Godhead. The Lord is always prepared to excuse his devotee, but if a devotee takes advantage of the Lord's leniency and purposefully commits mistake again and again, the Lord will certainly punish him by letting him fall down into the clutches of illusory energy. In other words, theoretical knowledge acquired by studying the Vedas is insufficient to protect one from the clutches of Maya. One must strongly adhere to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Then one's position is secure. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanati Birandasya Jnananjana Chalagaya Chachurun Milidam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhava Krishna Chaitanya Devam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jedam Surado Pangor Mama Mandamade Gadi Masarva Sabadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopagumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This wonderful session is the residence of Jambudvipa for praise. We saw in the previous text the ruler of Jambudvipa, Bhadraswava, and his other devotees, they combinedly, they are praying. The earlier text and earlier chapter we saw, even Lord Shiva was praying, and Prahlad Maharaj is praying, different Deepa, different places, the predominating deity is different. Here they are praying to Hayagriva actually. So everybody is praying to Krishna. So different forms of the Lord, different leelas of the Lord, glorifying. Sukadeva Goswami purposely is introducing this in the midst of the katha. Wherever he gets a chance actually, he brings the subject matter where Parikshit and the listeners of Bhagavatam will be happy. The devotees are happy when they hear Sunvandi Gayandi, Granandi Abhichana Saha. They want to hear the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because this is Sravana Mangalam. Satisfied, fully satisfied. after hearing about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Especially singing the glories by wonderful verses. Here they are singing actually the pastime, Leela of the Lord. So today they are praising actually external energy of the Lord, illusory energy of the Lord, Maya. Usually we don't like Maya. Just like we don't like the policemen. But they are executing the orders of the government. They are not doing anything bad. They are doing their duty. Similarly, Maya is executing the orders of the Lord, is created. Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duritya. This difficult one is created, is energy of the Lord. As we know that it is not working in the spiritual world. The spiritual world is actually Yoga Maya is there. It is very pleasant. Here the Maha Maya, this Maya is also pleasant only. They are executing, is a devotee. Everybody likes the devotee. Why they like the devotee? They are executing the orders of the Lord or His Guru, devotional service. They are serving the Lord. Similarly, they are also serving the Lord. So here they are glorifying. Your illusory energy is wonderful, my dear Lord. Because somebody is not in Maya, they are outside, just meditating or just observing actually what Maya is doing in this material world. This is possible for the devotees. They can see how this wonderful Maya is acting on different. As Prabhupada said, definitely it is acting on the conditioned souls. They are under the three modes of material nature. As long as their activities are in three modes of material nature, then they are under clutches of Maya. But some devotee comes above three modes of material nature. As Bhagavan is telling, this Trigunyo Bhavarjuna. So they can understand actually how wonderful. It's not simply acting. The policeman is not, anybody is going on the road, he is not beating somebody. Why you are walking here? No. Somebody is doing some mistake, then only they are punished. Similarly, the Maya is not acting on everyone. Those who are violating the rules of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vedas, he has already given the message to each and everyone how one should live in this material world, how they should spend their time, especially human form of life. So somebody is following, then Maya is not there. It is that for the devotee, when Mukti Devi is praying under the lotus feet of the devotee, you want Mukti, I am ready. But he is not accepting that. So here they say the great personalities, the logicians and philosophers and advanced spiritual knowledge, the great munis. So they know about this material world. They understood actually this material world is perishable. Nothing is permanent here. It's getting changed. They are just observing that. So they realize it by meditation because of their knowledge. Now, we saw in the first canto of Bhagavatam when Srila Vyasadeva was asked to compile Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the conditioned souls in the age of Kali Yuga, he said that he started meditating. He closed his eyes and started meditating. What he meditated? In the future, what is going to happen? Kali Yuga. How the Kali Yuga people will be affected. How they are going to suffer. So he was meditating. On meditation he realized actually what is going to happen. Then according to their benefit, as instructed by his guru, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam for their benefit. So he could see how much It's troublesome actually. Similarly, here also, they meditate on it, what is going to happen in this temporary material world, especially in the age of Kali Yuga. Then they preach. Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadeva, is written down. And he has given this knowledge to his son and started preaching. Bhagavatam is getting preached, what is benefit for the people. So here also they are glorified. They preach a lot. This temporary world is, this material world is temporary. It is sabrutam, dukhalayam, asashwatam. One should be careful what is to be done and everything. But they have not got the experience actually. Personal experience. Personal experience only will work when they write or when they speak. So sometimes they are bewildered even by illusory energy. Even though they are doing that type of service. We may ask the question actually, oh, I am also doing this devotional service. It's not necessary that I should be always chanting or I will always listen to Bhagavatam. I am doing some work here. It is not material, it is spiritual. So that is justified. Bhagavan is telling actually, Bhajadam Priti Purvakam. So in the gurus, in the disciple succession, the devotees, the spiritual master is instructing according to his ability, what sort of devotional service he can do and how he can execute it so that it will be pleasing to Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. Otherwise, our own concoction will not work. So that is why the devotees are also affected by Maya sometime. Say, this is your wonderful pastime actually. How somebody is deviating. Prabhupada has given a very wonderful purport in this particular text. He says, nobody should think that I am a liberated person. This is very, very important message actually Prabhupada is giving. So I got Harinam initiation, I got second initiation. Now I can preach. Okay, so now it's okay. I need not do any strict devotional service or chanting 16 rounds or following the regulator principles or something like that. I got this stamp, rubber stamp. Certificate is there with me. So one of the Maharajas in Vrindavan, he was giving a class and he was telling that actually at the end, somebody is giving the certificate. No, I passed Bhakti Shastri course, I am passed Bhakti Vaibhav course. I did everything. So even some questions are asked about his activities. Says, no, I got already the certificate with me. The Lord is going to say that no, the certificate will not work. Have you realized that you are supposed to love me? You are supposed to, your constitutional position have you understood? So that is why Prabhupada is telling here, no devotee should think that, oh, I am a liberated person. I have sufficient knowledge of this material world and therefore, and attached to the bodily conception of life, there is enough. No. Because even at the stage, liberated stage, one may be a very advanced devotee, but still he is in the material world associating with the different modes of material nature, so he may be affected sometime. Prabhupada has used one word here, immunity. You should be immune to the action of illusory energy of the Lord. We say that, no, I am not affected every time by certain diseases because I got immunity in my blood. So that immunity is there to resist from the action of illusory energy of the Lord. Then that is okay. So that is possible only constantly somebody is attached with the lotus feet of the Lord. The clutches of mine must strongly attach to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service and then his position is secured. All the time. Not one time or second time or advanced stage or any time. As long as we are here in this material world, even if we have come to the liberated platform, You are unattached with the different things. They have given up so many things, anarthas. But still, to protect, the devotees are thinking that I need protection. Even Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling outside, he was always singing, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. He is the Supreme Lord. He is showing us actually, we need protection. Otherwise, padam padam vipatam natesham, any moment I may fall down. Prabhupada has mentioned here actually, the Lord is always prepared to excuse his devotees. But always we should not think that Krishna will excuse me, you know, I made a mistake. Okay. He will leave me, this time he will leave me. Krishna, thank you very much, you left me. Okay. But again, we are committing the same mistake, even after knowing so many things, continuously is doing the mistake. Sometimes people think that, oh, Krishna is not seeing. Temple is closed, so I can do it. Or somebody is not watching me, so I can do this mistake once again. This is the last time. I will not do any more time. No. He says he will excuse for some time. But somebody is taking the advantage. I am a devotee. Everybody has put a stamp on me. So I can do whatever I want, nobody will doubt me, and keep on continuing some mistake. He says, purposely commits the mistake again and again, the Lord will certainly punish him by letting him fall down into the clutches of Maya. Krishna is telling that, Mameve pravadyande Maya medan tarantide. He is giving the way out actually, how we can come out of Maya. Surrender to Krishna, surrender to the Supreme Personality. Many times the devotees have got a doubt, how many years I am there in this mission, how many years I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamudra, how many years I am attending Mangalati, though so many devotional service, still Prabhuji I am under Maya, you know, actually. Maya mein paschate kabhi bhai, kya kareem, how I can escape myself, is a question which they have given people. Tivrena bhakti yogena jita prasham. That word is used actually. Every moment our chanting, our hearing and our devotional service should be serious. Nobody should think actually the deity is sitting here actually. That is a perfect realization. Prabhupada said Krishna, he doesn't want any theoretical knowledge. Only theoretical knowledge somebody is having, he is having ego actually. Uddhava vedi veddu Vrindavan, Krishna sent him there purposely, selected him and then. He was having jnani, he went to the foreign university and got a degree. So then he thought actually, you know, I am the great devotee with the knowledge. So his knowledge was smashed by gopis of Vrindavan. When he sees the real devotion, actually they are crying for Krishna. Uddhava said, I never cried for Krishna actually. So the knowledge will not work. Bhagavan was showing the knowledge will not work. The real devotee means surrender and do lotus feet and committed to do serious devotional service throughout the life until the last day of my life. Then that protection will be there. Automatically the protection will be there. Bhagavan is there with the devotees actually. But somebody is violating it purposely. Bhagavan is also telling somebody, some mistake somebody is doing sometime, but he is not to be considered fallen down. He will come up again. I will bring him again. No problem. But this is actually, this prayer is a message for us. Purposely the Jambudiva prayer, they are offering a prayer like this for our benefit actually. How wonderfully that pastime, the Leela, energy of the Lord is actually. And he is praying actually one to the lotus feet of the Lord, obeisances. So important thing is we should never think that I am liberated or I am a great devotee. No. That is why Mahaprabhu said, I am the servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant. How many times? So then only we are protected actually. By seeing our position, what we know about Krishna actually. How much we know about Krishna? We don't know anything about Krishna. How great he is. And how he is actually, we are not able to enjoy actually the beauty of Krishna. The pastimes of Krishna. He is standing there but he is doing a lot of leela every day. Wonderful activities he is doing, but we are not able to see it. Our eyes are not in the ointment to see his pastimes, his leela. See, for example, we can see thousands and thousands of people are getting attracted to Radha Rasi Bihari. Every day, non-stop, it is coming. Especially in the evening. So once somebody has come and enjoyed the beauty of the Lord, they are coming again. Not that, okay, I want to you and saw the Lord once. They are glorifying. Outside they are going and he says, it was so wonderful. Initially they will come for eating the prasadam. But next time they will come, see they want to see the Lord first. The beauty of the Lord. So like that, they are glorifying. Here, the important message is, even the devotees are affected by illusory energy of the Lord. God is giving a lesson sometime. So I was just going through the Srimad Bhagavatam. One day, Vasudeva, the father of Krishna in Dwaraka, he was sitting there and Narada Muni had been to Dwaraka. So he thought this time, Dwaraka, I will stay here for some time to see the pastime of Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. So he happened to see Vasudeva came and he was glorifying Narada Muni. The devotees like you, you are unaffected by illusory energy of the Lord. You are visiting us, the grihasthas like me. So he was asking some questions to Narada Muni. He said, I do not know anything about Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because he has already got the message that Yadavas are going to be finished. Krishna is sanctioning that activity of the Yadavas beating each other and, you know, they are going to quarrel each other. Prabhupada says it is already sanctioned by Krishna. That is the way he wanted to do it. Nobody can question that. So one of the words actually he is telling to Narada Muni, Aham gila puranandam prajartho bhuvimuktidam apujayam namokshaya mohido devamayaya. The father of Krishna himself is telling that mohido devamayaya. In a previous birth on the earth, I worship the Supreme Lord Ananda, who alone can award liberation. But because I desire to have a child, I did not worship him for liberation. Thus, as well, I was bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. So he is telling actually, I prayed. We know that in the previous birth, they pray to the Supreme Lord so much, so many years. At the last, when the Lord appeared in front of them, they said, we want to have a child like you. So Prabhupada said, this is actually a material desire. Somebody wants, praying to Krishna and telling that, you know, I want a child. Just like Kardama Muni, he did the tapasya. Long time he did the tapasya. Invoked the Lord. Lord came in front of him. And he asked, what do you want? What is the way you are doing tapasya? Mere ko shadi karna hai. I want to get married. Are? To get married you have to do a lot of tapasya like this. So we know that actually the Maya is acted on him, even though it was transcendental. That is what they are glorifying here, how it is affecting the devotees. So Vasudeva and Devaki asked for a child, his material desire. He said, even though I knew that this Supreme Lord can give liberation, the getting a child and expanding the family and everything means entanglement. It is entanglement. Is it not? Even after understanding that it is entanglement, still people want to change their ashram. And finding out what is my future, who will take care of me and all the things. So this is what Prabhupada says, you don't have faith. Somebody was asking, the devotee was asking the question to me. I said, Krishna will take care of his devotee. He says, he is not taking care of me. Why he is not taking care of me? I know that he is not taking care of even 1% of me. I asked, are you a devotee? Are you after the definition as a pure devotee, are you a devotee? Are you detached from everything? Are you attached with Krishna? Have you developed the love for Krishna? Like gopis of Vrindavan, I cannot see, I cannot live without Krishna. He is my life and soul. He is everything for me. Have you come to that platform? No, Prabhu, niya hai. No, no. That is why we feel it, unprotected. This is what Krishna wants actually. Devaki putra eva. Eko devo, Devaki putra eva. Only Krishna, he Devaki putra is Bhagavan actually. And sometimes the passport, when we write, no, write the father's name and everything, because the person will not get changed. Like that, Krishna, which Krishna we are talking about? Devaki putra eva. And I want bhakti at the lotus feet of the Lord. And when we come to that platform, you will see that in every way, Maya is protecting, everything is protecting. So, Prabhupada says the lack of negligence, even 1% negligence should not be there in the devotional service of the Lord. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna actually. Krishna Naam is only protecting me, so I should be always. It's not that 16th round chanting is finished, so I need not chant again. No. Of course, somebody is listening to Bhagavatam, that is also chanting. Some devotional activity should be, we should be fully engaged actually. Fully engaged in our time availability. We should feel, you know, we are not comfortable actually. I have nothing to do. What should I do? No. And the mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness by translating so many literatures. Nobody can say that I read all the books of translated by Srila Prabhupada. Even if somebody did it, he cannot say that I understood what Srila Prabhupada wanted to convey me. So always we have something to do. So here he says, Mohido Devamaya. I could not ask for liberation. I should have asked for liberation, Narada Muni. When the Lord came in front of me, he think that actually I asked for a son, oh, even though it's Krishna, it's transcendental. But still he is telling that I was Mohido Devamaya. I was affected by, bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. This is wonderful. The realization of the devotees are wonderful. That is where they are glorifying. How it is acting on the devotee. So like that there are so many incidents are there. We know that Lord Brahma got bewildered. Direct son of Krishna. He has given the important portfolio, creation. And within no time he got the Vedic knowledge. And he is super intelligent. He has got many heads actually. Not one head, many heads he has got. Still he could not understand actually. In Vrindavan this boy came doing the wonderful pastime, wonderful activities. He wanted to play with him actually. Why? because of the Maya he was also affected. It is said that the Brahmaji is also always associated with the mode of passion. So he little bit is affected by Maya. Because of the affection by Maya, he could not understand actually. He was trying to hit actually the cows and cowherd boys. He did it. Afterwards, when he realized it, actually he is lamenting this 10th Kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. The first chapter is actually, part 2 is, first chapter is praise by Brahmaji. After understanding, he is doing the praise. He said, I was under illusion. I was under illusion, my dear Lord. I couldn't understand you. That is why I did it like that, but I will never do that again. So Krishna is also, as Prabhupada said, he has excused him. But he called him and said that you should not repeat this again. This time I am excusing you, you go away. So even Brahmaji. So what about us? How we can think that I will not be affected by Maya? Such a post and such activity, he is directly working under him. Lord Indira got illusion. Is it not? Lord Indira got illusion. He wanted to destroy actually Vrindavan Dham without knowing that is the Supreme Personality God, my father. My master is there, he is working on it. Still he took action actually because of the Maya. That is also one of the points. When we are affected by Maya, we do some activity under illusion. Somebody says that, Babuji, I am actually under Maya. Okay. But he does something and says that because of Maya, I did it like that. That is a great crime. So that is why we should see when we are getting headache little bit, you will understand if headache is coming to me or cold is coming to me, some fever is coming to me. Then you take some medicine in the beginning, it will go. We can understand that definitely Maya is working on me, is going to attack me. All symptoms are there. Somebody is coming in front of us in the form of Maya. Take care. Surrender to Krishna. Do some nice prayers done by Brahmaji or Indira or Jambudeva. You are wonderful. I don't want to experience your action of your Mahamaya, my dear Lord. No. Please save me from it. If you do intense prayer, the Lord will take care. Otherwise, one is affected means actually he will fall down into the clutches of Maya. Mama Maya Dvirati, it is very difficult. So like that, so many incidents are there in Srimad Bhagavatam where how the material energy, illusion, Maya is acted on different devotees in different ways so wonderfully. So we know the story of Markandeya, Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi was doing the tapasya, meditation. And he was living in the instead that 2 days of Brahma he was living. So Indra saw that Markandeya is living like this and doing devotional service, meditation on the Supreme Personality Godhead. He got worried that he will try to take my post. So he sent the celestial girls and all Maya and everything to Markandeya Rishi. They tried their level best to awaken him from his meditation. But nothing worked actually. They all failed. By seeing his spiritual power, Naranarayana Rishi from Badrikasram, they appeared in front of Markandeya Rishi. They were very happy with him actually. So it is, even Naranarayana Rishi was also, Indra tried to send actually celestial girls. But he has gone, instead of one, he has gone thousands of celestial girls for Indra. Go and enjoy him. So that is why they were very happy that he could conquer the Maya. So then they asked actually, I want to give you some benediction for you. So he said, what benediction? I don't need anything. No benediction. said, no, no, you asked for something. I know that you want some benediction. And he said, okay, if you like, I want to see what is this Maya, what is this illusory energy of the Lord. Okay, they said, Tathastu. So he went back to meditation. After a long time, the Lord shown him the Maya. All the ocean came and big pralaya, and he was actually tossing inside the water, going up and down for many, many years. Sometimes suffocation, sometimes coming up. It is a terrible situation. But he maintained himself because of his tapasya. At the last, actually, after many, many years of this attack on Maya, he has seen, description is given in the 12th Kandu Srim Bhagavatam. So finally, the Lord actually, he given him darshan actually. In the banyan leaves, he saw the Lord is also tossing up and down, tossing up and down. But it was a very beautiful darshan. The toe of the leg was actually on the mouth of the Lord. Sometimes you can see that picture is there. So he has given the darshan, and he saw actually how the Lord is taking all jiva in his body and coming out, and so many creations are taking place, so many things, power of the Lord is shown to him. At the last, actually, he went back to the banyan tree. The Lord has gone to the banyan tree, and everything was come to the normal situation. So like that, the illusory energy was shown to Markandeya Rishi. And again, he went back to the tapasya. And this time, Lord Shiva and Rudrani, they were walking through that way. And Rudrani told actually to Lord Shiva, see, wonderful devotee. Even though he saw actually the illusory energy of the Lord, he was not affected actually much. Still again he has gone to the meditation. He is not asking for the liberation. So you go and give some benediction for this devotee, told Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva went and sat down in front of him. He was not minding. He was so such a deep devotion. Bhagavatam says, Lord Shiva has to go inside his mind and given darshan in the mind. Then he got up actually, he saw Lord Shiva and opened his eyes and he saw Lord Shiva and Rudrani sitting there. So he was glorified Lord Shiva and he said, how you came in front of me, I don't know. He said, we want to glorify you and I want to give you some benediction for you. Please take some benediction. He said, what benediction you want actually? No, you require some benediction. He says, if you are pleased with me, please allow me to continue my devotional service under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and as well as you, because you are the great devotee of Krishna. Sometimes some people have no doubt, you can read Bhagavatam. Markandeya Rishi is saying, Vaishnavana Veda Shambhu. These are the benediction I want from your lotus feet, my dear Lord. So then, Lord Shiva said, Tadastu. Continue. So even if he asked for go to a demigod's worship, demigod's temple, what we should ask for him? Give me Krishna Bhakti. Give me love for Krishna. I will be very happy like that. So like that, whole Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many instances are given for our realization that how we should be careful actually in this material world, spending our rest of the lifetime after understanding Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Jivera Surubhara Nityara Krishna Das. I am actually servant of Krishna. After understanding and enter into the devotional service of the Lord, there is only one institution where we can do this, only International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Follow the footsteps of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Yashom. Then one will be saved the rest of the life and at the last we can go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should be actually checking our chanting actually with somebody else. We should offer ourselves, our chanting to some other devotee and check ourselves whether we are chanting properly. That is one of the thing actually. Effective chanting means actually clearly pronouncing. And Prabhupada said many times this Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting is also a prayer. It's also a prayer under the lotus feet of Krishna. In a prayer mood, distinctly we are clarifying, with the clarity when we are chanting, that is called chanting. If you are not able to do it, we need to take the help of somebody actually, who can help us actually change our way of chanting. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yeah, bro.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Elaborately you speak about Maya, how it's affecting to devotees. So my question is, sometimes we pray to Krishna that please, you know, protect us from your Maya. But we feel that, you know, sometimes our sadhana and all gets weak and we have been, you know, attacked by Maya. So can we pray to Maya also that, you know, please don't, you know, attack me because I am very...
You need not pray to Maya when you are come in the, you know, Kairunya Kadaksham of the Lord, actually within the jurisdiction of the Lord, protection point, he has got some jurisdiction. Then Maya will not come near to you at all. Maya is coming towards us means we are not coming under the Kairunya Kadaksham. Okay, Krishna's kadaksham is very big, you know. His very eyes are very big. We should come within that Kairunya Kadaksham. Then it is possible. So that means our sadhana and our prayers are contaminated, little bit contaminated. So we should try to uncontaminated devotional service. You know, the same word is used actually in same Bhagavadam, Gajendra Musha. Uncontaminated, unpolluted devotional service. There is no condition. Anyabhulashita shunyam. We don't look at each other or what others are doing, what I am doing, nothing. Our actually concentration is at the lotus feet of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna. It's not that we are praying to the stone or marble. He is there. Please, please, Krishna. You know, sometime we can see even the devotees, they had to do devotional service for so many years. So many years prayed. Gajendra, how many years he struggled? The other day I went to Udupi temple. They were telling that Mathavacharya, their parents were doing devotional service for 12 years, only by drinking the milk. Why? They wanted to get a child. So afterwards only they got the, after 12 years, are we having a patience to do 1 year actually, intense devotional service? I will not talk, I will not do anything. I'll concentrate on the lotus feet of the Lord, pray on this lotus feet of Lord. We don't have, in the Kali Yuga, we don't have concentration, correct? We don't have patience actually. We have this question, why Krishna is not doing that? So it is Nirandaram Satatam Kirtayandoma. This is our business actually.
Hare Krishna Babaji. Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says, Mahatmanam tu maam partha dajim prakriti masarita. Those are devotees, they are influenced by Yoga Maya. So now you have given some example where we can see they are acting with Lord. So if they are influenced by Yoga Maya, so Yoga Maya potency, whatever she does for the enjoyment of Supreme Lord. So if they are influenced by Yoga Maya, that is good for Krishna's enjoyment.
If they are influenced by Yoga Maya, come to that platform and they are well protected to keep the, see, sometimes we say, you know, when we, why we are reciting Narasimha Vandana. after the program. We are enjoyed. So much happiness is there. We are praying to Narasimhadev, please protect. When I go out also, I should have the same enjoyment. So like that, when they enjoy actually coming under the clutches of Yoga Maya, and they are protected, but even the Mahatmas, even after you go to spiritual world, what is your business? Continue the devotional service, correct? Then you are protected. So it should be protected. And under any circumstances, there should not be any, you know, slugging period. Then only the question of even Mahatma. Mahatma, everybody is Mahatma, but they have to be careful. But that is why Bhagavan is telling you, Mama Maya Duratya Baba. You don't discontinue Mama Vay Prabhupada Maya Madantari. Surrender unto me, that surrender should be Anyatha Saranam Nasti. Tome Va Saranam Mama. Tasma Karunya Bhavena Ratcha Ratcha Janardana. I am not going to go to anybody else. Knowingly or unknowingly, only I know only one person. By my Lord. Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavadat Bhakti Ahaitubitoi. So one has to come to that particular stage. We have to assess ourselves. When Mahatma or whatever it may be, but they have to assess themselves actually. Why Mahaprabhu is telling Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavadat Bhakti? Even if I get another, by mistake, if I get another birth, in your bhakti is only shelter for me. So we have no other business other than pray at the lotus feet to finish this business in the material world and go back home, back to it. Don't write even check 0.1% also. No, don't take it. This is intelligence. Okay? Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Gaurav Mandir.